Paul, who's between the pipes tonight, and what went into the decision?
Andre's going to go tonight. You know, he's feels real strong. He feels like he's in a good rhythm. We don't get an opportunity on back-to-back. Rarely do you play at home. I think that has a big piece of being able to put your goalie back in the net. And I like the way we've played in front of him.
And how about Patrick? Is he in?
He's in, yep.
Okay. Did he skate this morning, or is he just really good to go? Oh, he did? Okay. What concerns you most about the Sharks?
Team speed and anticipation. So they had a number of players on their back end that move the puck well, but they move one of their back end touches the puck, then they're already in motion, right? So they've got that good speed, but it's the anticipation that makes them so dangerous. They've played, so many of them have played together for so long and have so much experience in the game. They're in motion as soon as their D are touching the puck. So you've got to have pressure on that puck, but then you have to be above them, above the guys that are leaving. That speed, being able to bottle them up, it's a thing that other teams do well. I think Edmonton's starting to do that well, but I think you're seeing Chicago and probably a couple of years ago Calgary, that idea of leaving with full confidence the puck that's going to get sent up is going to be on the tape, and that makes them a challenge.
Anything new on Matthew Perreault?
No, he won't play before the break, and I don't have a time frame for you after the break.
Do you have any further comment on the slash itself? Or?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Sorry, how about Stafford? What's his status? I know he's not playing.
Yeah, so we're hopeful that after the break he'll be fairly close. We don't think this is a long-term injury. It's slightly beyond day-to-day. I'm hoping that, you know, within a week of the break he could be back in our lineup.
Well, I imagine you're always looking for an answer back at following a loss, but is it more important following a game that was so close, that was so tight, what that answer is from your team?
You want in your losses, they hurt. The harder you play, the better you play. Probably in some ways, the more they hurt, but you shouldn't lose confidence in those games. So when you play hard, you play right, it's a close game and it's a really heavy battle. There shouldn't be any confidence loss. You shouldn't have to pick yourself back up off the ground in terms of how are we going to play tonight, what's my mindset going in. I don't think there should be any confidence loss from our last game in terms of our last three have started to look pretty strong.
How has Connor been through this process not playing? I mean, is it?
I think it's been good for him. Yeah. I really believe that it's been good for him. He's had a chance to spend some time really working on the technical parts of his game, get some of the pressure off him, get him right back to just playing goal and just stopping pucks. I think that's been a real nice break for him mentally.
You said before that I don't think you'd face this situation here, two back-to-back home games. Is it just it's kind of similar to the road where you talk with Andre and you see if he's okay to go?
Right. So it's different for what we'd like to think the benefit is that you're not on an airplane till 2 in the morning. So you've got an opportunity to be strong. And when you, for our players, we ended up, they did too, but we ended up running big minutes on a lot of forwards. That's a tough trip for San Jose coming out of Colorado. So neither team may be at the top of their tank. That just makes it a battle of wills. And for our goaltender, like I said, we rarely see a back-to-back at home. There was a long stretch of time where everybody played their number one guy in back-to-back nights. You didn't think twice of it. And the goalie would always tell you, I feel better on the back-to-back nights. I feel more settled. I'm in my rhythm. And the stat came out that you didn't win as often, and then you never see it now. I think the schedules have changed so much that they're so much different than they used to be a few years ago. So that has a big impact on it as well. But why we've gone to the backup goaltender over the number one guy. But we don't see it very often. We thought it was a real good opportunity for us to take advantage of it.
Can you tell us who's going to slot in for Perreault on that line with Blake and?
I'm going to move Andrew Copter.
Okay.
And then I'll put the three kids back together.
And is there anything new with Sherratt? And even Dano, is he in terms of his longer term?
Yeah, Mark, we knew that was a two-monther-ish. So for 4 to 8, somewhere, there's a big window for you. But, he's up moving around. He's training now, so he is getting better. Benny is slowly improving.